The news media has stories on racial problems. The Bayside prophecies tell us the future of race relations. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to you bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense, for I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair on your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings of prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on July 25, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now Our Lady and Jesus have reached back, they're back over Our Lady's statue. Our Lady is standing at Jesus' right side. She's quite a bit shorter than Jesus. He's quite tall. I would say Jesus is about at least 6 feet tall, 6 foot one or two even, because Our Lady only comes to his shoulder here. Now Jesus is making the sign of the cross again. Now he's placed his hands like this, and he's touching his lips. My child, Veronica, and my children of the world. I say my children because you are our children. And our tears and our smiles are for you all. My children, I could wish to say at this time that I bring you great news of joyousness, but I cannot. I must tell you now that my mother has gone throughout the world, through time and time again, to turn you back from your course of destruction. My child, I wish you to view one scene. You will hold your crucifix and you will not, my child, pass out. Over on the left-hand side, I see, I know it's Africa. It's all in flames. I've seen the flames before, but this is horrible. They're going wild. They all look dark-skinned. Yeah, they're killing each other. My child, you see war, the beginning of a war. It will be father against son, mother against daughter, and Satan will be in their midst. Those who have the power are exercising it now in the wrong direction, my children. Better that they take the monies coming to them from out of the world. Better that they try to construct a country with joy and happiness and peace among the brothers. Thou shalt not kill, and yet you kill. Thou shalt not bear witness, and yet you condemn others to death with your testimony. Where is your love that you call out for? Love, my children. How many of you know the true meaning of love? Love is in giving. Love is kindness. Love is not murder. Love is not selling your soul to the devil for power. Many of the rulers throughout the world are doing this now. Nuclear warheads, missiles, all manner of contraptions. What dignified name can I give to them, my children? They are destruction to all mankind. I repeat again, if you permit this to come upon you, there will soon be no flesh left. My child and my children, and those who hear our pleadings, our hearts are extended to you to help us to save mankind from his own course of destruction. You have very little time to do this, in my children. I assure you, your time is running out. My mother, for many earth years, has acted with her heart to protect you. How many times the heavy hand of the Eternal Father reached down to start out the calamities with the ball? And how many times did Our Lady rush forward? How many times did my mother rush forward to save you? The world knows my mother. But they cast her aside. And those who are agents of hell now, demons in human form, they cannot be retrieved. Their abode will be hell. But sad to say, it hurts my heart to know that I cannot be rid of these thorns that I am forced to accept for your salvation. Now Jesus is taking his right hand and he's pointing it up like this. See, my child, what mankind shall suffer. I see the United States. I see Canada. But I see what of the coastline being worn away. There are waves, high waves, washing over the land. People are running, but they waited too late. They didn't listen, and they're being carried out to sea. Dead bodies. Now, in the United States, I see people running. But this is a race war. I see a whole group, it looks like the whole continent, running. But they're dark-skinned, they're black-skinned, and they have all types of instruments. I think one is a machine gun that shoots many bullets. And he's... Oh, and they're lying on the ground, dead. Oh, terrible.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Veronica just saw a terrible scene. How can we stop this? It's by prayer only. We are happy and excited to tell you that our response asking for holy hours has been tremendous. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 9,302 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. This is a milestone. There are 8,760 hours in a year. We have pledges now for 9,302 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours before our Lord a week for a year, write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will include your holy hours next week. I ask that you pray to Our Lady of the Roses, that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apostolate ever to occur in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we have many generous donors who will support Our Lady's prophecies on this radio station? I have some good news and some bad news. First, the good news. I have a most extraordinary testimony here. It reads, "Dear friends, I heard your radio broadcast the other evening at a truly low point in my life. I seriously considered suicide, and by some miracle of our Lord and the Blessed Mother, I heard your program. Please send me the novena of Mary, the Blessed Mother of Roses. Please also send me her medal. I desperately need prayer and this to hold tightly to. Thank you so very much in advance. I need this spiritual power in my life. Sincerely, a lady in Nebraska." Our Lady's messages give great comfort to many souls. Now for the bad news. We need $5,775 by June 30th to stay on this radio station in that area. Our Lady urgently needs your prayers and financial help to stay on this station. Send your largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Or you may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call our 24-hour toll-free number at 1-800-444-MARY. The Bayside prophecies tell us there will be first revolution in South Africa, second in Western Europe, and third in Italy. On November 22, 1976, Veronica saw this vision. Our Lady is now backing up. She's floating, not walking, but she seems to be carried right out of the wind, weightless. She's going up high in the sky now on our left side, and she's pointing now with her right hand over to the right side of the sky, and there's appearing a very large map, the outline of Africa. I recognize it. Then Our Lady says, discord and strife with communism. Then Veronica says, now the outline of Africa is disappearing, and we see now the outline appearing. I recognize it as Western Europe, Western Europe. Our Lady says, discord and strife with communism, unquote. Veronica says, now Michael is coming forward. He's pointing also to the right side of the sky with his spear, and there is appearing an outline of Italy. It's a boot, like an outline, and there's a star that's dimming right over the boot. And I hear this voice booming very loud. I know it's Michael. Then St. Michael says, "Discord and strife, and blood shall flow in the streets with revolution. The eternal city of Rome shall be purged. Communism," unquote. So before the warning, there will be revolution in South Africa, second, Western Europe, and third, in Italy. In the past, two times the Great Warning was postponed. A third postponement will not be given. On December 24, 1975, Jesus said, quote, "What can I say at this time? How can I promise further reprieves from an unrepentant generation?" Unquote. On April 5, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "The merciful heart of the Eternal Father has given you two reprieves in the past, my children. The third reprieve shall not be given." Unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on July 25, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now I see Jesus is pointing upward. Look high into the sky, my child. Look high. Raise your head. I see a ball of fire. It's coming fast through the sky, and it has a long red tail. It's red. It's fire. And now it's coming down to what looks like a bull, but no, it's the earth. And oh, it has hit through the water. It's brushed through the water, and there are waves rising higher, higher than anything possible that I could have seen. The waves are terrible. They're washing half of the continent out to sea. Now, the sky is growing very dark. Jesus is pointing to Our Lady, and they're coming down from the sky. They had moved up so I could see. Our Lady is touching her lips. "Do not be affrighted, my child. It is best that you bring forth what is to be. Perhaps with your prayers and your penances, you can reach some of these souls in darkness before their time runs out. My child, this is only one part of the world. There are many now. You will see nations rise up against nations, obliterating one or the other within the time of 3 to 5 minutes. There shall be a world war, the third world war, more grievous in suffering, more devoted thoughts."
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on July 25, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We are working to put the 1984 through 1994 messages in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to complete this project. The devil has been attacking us terribly trying to stop this project. We also urgently need your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from New Jersey. To Our Lady of the Roses, I was blind one night, so they took me to the hospital. They called my doctor, and he examined me. And I said, I can't see, doctor. They kept me there for 20 days. I couldn't see. You know what I saw? Everything as double, or I didn't see anything. So they examined me, and the doctor said to me, I do have a problem. I said, what kind of a problem? The doctor said, well, it will maybe about a year before you will be able to see. You're not going to see. So he gave me a year to see, and he said, maybe. So I came to Bayside. I was blind when I came. That same night I came here, I got my vision back. I had to use a cane because I could not see. I had to walk like that because I couldn't see. So I came here, I talked to my son, and I said, I can see a little bit better. So that same night, the Virgin Mary gave me my vision back. I see now clear. I see very well. I am fine. Thank God. I thank the Blessed Mother, and I thank God for this cure. And that is fine. Now I have another party here. This party is from New York, to Our Lady of the Roses. I was formerly a member of the Episcopal Church, a Protestant. Then I heard of Our Lady of the Roses through a message given to my niece, which I believed in right away because I was always interested in prophecy. I saw that Our Lady's words, her messages, were true because it kind of tied in with everything I've always read in the Bible and other prophecies. I believed it right away. And then I started coming here. Not long after, I read another message in which Our Lady told a former Protestant that if he wanted his prayers answered, he should become a Catholic. I took that as a sign to me that I, too, should become a Catholic. I started taking instructions, myself and my daughter, and we both were baptized about a half a year later. I had been living away from my practice of religion. I didn't go to church on Sunday. I just read the papers and took it easy. Since then, my life has changed completely. I now go to church every day. I receive the sacrament of Holy Communion every day. I go to confession as often as I can. I say the rosary as many times as I can each day. Both me and my daughter, we try to be good Catholics as possible. And that is not only graces that we receive. We also were fortunate to have other members of our family converted to Catholicism. I have two nieces and their families, and also my mother converted to Catholicism. Just passed away in the grace of God, and that is a great consolation to me. I am very grateful to our Holy Mother, to our Lord, for all the graces they've given to me. I thank Veronica also for taking on a great task of saving souls in this day and age when everything is so bad in the world. And I thank God the Father, of course, for everything. And that is fine. Now, my next one here is from New York also, to Our Lady of the Roses. I've been to Bayside 5 times at the Vatican Pavilion grounds. I've been meaning for the past year to write to you regarding the miracle cure of my legs. I had heart surgery 3 times. I had the most horrible pains in my legs for 4 years. I saw about 5 doctors. They gave me every name they could imagine for my physical condition. I couldn't stand more than 15 minutes or walk 1 block. Only Jesus and our Blessed Mother in Heaven know the pains I've had. Thank God Almighty, I heard about your apparitions. December 7th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, I went to the vigil. I stood for 3 hours in the bitter cold. Since then, I've had no pain, no more in my legs. I am walking and standing without pain. I wrote to the National Enquirer. I pray before it's too late. that all the bishops, clergy, cardinals, nuns recognize the sad times we are facing. God love you all. May Our Lady protect you always. And that is fine. God bless you now.
There are many people speculating on dates of coming events or a range of dates. They are not following the messages of Jesus and Mary. On December 24, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "You must not speculate on dates. I have often told my child of dates," quote. On July 15, 1976, Our Lady said, quote, "My child, you will not speculate with dates. I assure you all the knowledge the Eternal Father wishes to give you will appear before your very eyes," unquote. On April 14, 1973, Our Lady said, quote, "No dates will be given, but I assure you, my children, a date has been set. None will be lost who will save themselves in the Sacred Heart of my Son. None will be lost who keep the sacramentals and all objects of godly nature in their homes," unquote. And finally, on November 1, 1975, Our Lord says, "We have asked you not to speculate on dates," unquote. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.